Chapter 2, and we will be starting at verse 21 for our scripture reading. Then came the time for the on the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth, and the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. This is God's word. It's only a couple sleeps away now. Are you excited? Are we getting excited? Maybe some of you have thought to yourself, "I'm too old for this stuff. I'm above and beyond this." But I still get pretty excited about Christmas Day. You know, it's one of those times where you're able to kind of be with friends and family, where you're able to get together, and where we're able to receive gifts and from friends and family. I remember when I was a kid and looking under that tree, wondering, "I wonder what's in here, right?" And you'd kind of grab the box and you'd shake it and you'd try to figure out what's in here. I remember one year I got so excited. I was curious if my grandmother got the right video game, and so I just tore open enough just to make sure that, yeah, okay, that's the one. I couldn't wait. It's hard to wait, right? It's hard to recognize this whole waiting period. But interestingly, even though Christmas time is a big time among retailers for various stuff, did you know that they have another day that they don't really mention as much? They call it National Returns Day, in which